Hey, my name is Eric Medina from Sterling High School Radio, bringing you this rock star, producer, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee profile of Todd Rundgren. A true renaissance man of rock, Todd gives his fans good reason to proclaim Todd is God. From his beginnings with the 60s fuzz of Nas to arty pop of Utopia and his epic solo career, the wildly prolific Philadelphia rock star has proven time and again his uncommon gift for clever soul-bearing lyrics and catchy melodies. A musician's musician, Rundgren has also been praised for his incisive production work on more than 30 albums by artists including XTC, The Tubes, The Psychedelic Furs, Meatloaf, and fellow 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee, The New York Dolls. In spring 1968, a 19-year-old Todd Rundgren wrote his first two original songs, Open My Eyes and Hello, It's Me. His band Nas. If he had stopped there, he would have already had enough material to alter the fabric of 20th century popular music. Open My Eyes was far less of a commercial success, but included on the hugely influential 1972 compilation Nuggets. It became part of punk rock's foundational bedrock. For everyone with a pair of ears in a hi-fi system, Rundgren was just getting started. Nas only lasted for a couple of albums, but he then launched a prolific solo career and later formed the prog rock band Utopia. Something Anything, peaking at number 29 on the Billboard 200 and featuring the top 10 hit, Hello, It's Me. One of his five songs to crack the top 40, Hello, It's Me was originally recorded on the Nas debut album. I Saw the Light as well became one of Todd's hits, which was on the Billboard Top 100, coming in at number 16. My name is Eric Medina, and thank you for listening to this edition of 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Todd Rundgren. And the answer was plain to see, 'cause I saw